This is Techstrong TV.
Designing data centers with sustainability in mind is a top priority for my next guest on Techstrong TV. Joining me now is Luke Kipfer, Vice President, Data Center Development and Construction for American Real Estate Partners and Powerhouse Data Centers. Luke, thank you so much for joining us on Techstrong TV.
Thanks, Bonnie. Glad to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into sustainable data centers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my background, I come from the trades. You know, right out of high school, I went to work for a mechanical contractor. So, you know, I grew up in construction. I've been in the industry my entire life. And as I developed throughout my career, was able to see really some of the inefficiencies that are involved in design and construction. And, you know, what that has in terms of a carbon and a sustainability footprint through the entire life cycle of construction development. So it's really something that I've taken to heart, you know, especially as Powerhouse has rolled out our new data center platform.
And what are some of the objectives and challenges in developing data centers specifically for the real estate industry?
Challenges are tough. You know, there's a lot of constraints, especially for the data center market. You know, what we call hyperscalers, you know, the major players and developers in the game are moving very quickly. So they're looking to, you know, optimize land usage. They've got the power density and requirements for sites have just grown exponentially over the past few years. And, you know, data centers as a whole it's a very new market and it's moving very quickly. So it's, you know, being able to adapt to the compute needs that, you know, the biggest users have today, while still being able to do it in a sustainable and responsible manner.
Well, moving a little more deeper into sustainability, can you describe Powerhouse Data Centers and the unique technical real estate solutions that they offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're Powerhouse Data Centers. We're the technical real estate division of American Real Estate Partners, who's been a developer for over 20 years. Recently have moved fully into our data center brand, fully into its own separate platform, Powerhouse Data Centers. So what we do is we acquire land sites. We take care of all the utility and coordination, entitlement, zoning, the design of the site development, and the construction. So what we do is we really do a top-down process when it comes to sustainability, starting very early, even in site selection, site planning, then going through design and construction, how we run our job sites, all the way over to how we commission our projects and turn them over to the end user.
Now, how does it work with the infrastructure masons? I understand there's been a recent announcement regarding a climate accord and meeting those standards. Can you explain what that really took to make it happen?
Yeah. So Infrastructure Masons has been a professional association in the digital infrastructure market for some time. And they had four really key values, and sustainability was always one of those. In the past year, March 2022 is when they rolled out the Climate Accord. And that's really a specific action group to focus on sustainability within the digital infrastructure. That it's several different, you know, key focuses on that, but really it's transparency within the digital infrastructure market on what we're tracking, how we're building, and really putting together, you know, common metrics so that as we're different developers doing the same task, we're tracking the industry in the same method. So we can really compare to see one, where we're at today, and two, have a measurable difference moving forward.
Well, I'd like to break down some of the details in sustainability design for data centers. For example, one of the things I was reading about is how it starts with the trees. Can you walk us through that process?
Yeah, no, I mean, it goes to the basics, right? So, you know, when we're looking at site development, you know, as land, especially in competitive areas like Northern Virginia, is getting tougher to find, you know, there's no more easy sites to find and develop data centers. So, you know, we're looking at sites that might have existing facilities that have to be torn down. We might be repurposing other facilities. There's not a lot of good, clear land to do that. So when we do with these things, you know, we plan our development so that, you know, we're preserving things like old growth trees, you know, landscaping buffers between neighbors, really understanding that, you know, we're trying to put a lot of infrastructure in a small area, but planning around the, you know, our existing site conditions in the most, you know, sustainable way possible.
And what kind of construction materials do you look for when you're designing these?
So specifically, you know, what we control as a developer is the site development and the core and shell construction. So two major components of that are steel and concrete. So when we source our steel, we specify a certain amount of recycled steel needs to be used in that. And then that's been around for a while. Steel is one of the most widely recycled components in the world. So recycled steel has been around. The one place that we're really making a lot of headway is in concrete. You know, concrete, is, you know, responsible 50 to 85% of embodied carbon in any building project. So there's a lot of opportunities for sustainability improvements in concrete. So specifying a low carbon concrete is one way we're really able to, you know, help build a more sustainable building. There's a couple different ways to do it, but, you know, really from our side, it's steel, concrete, and then our actual construction operations.
Do you ever come up onto any challenges kind of getting everyone on the same page, construction, any, you know, the material gathering, just the whole process, everyone being on the same page that we're going to do things a little differently maybe than we've done it before?
You know, 5 years ago, I would say the answer is definitely yes. And it's amazing how within this space, so many of our partners have pivoted so quickly. You know, if 5 years ago, if we started an RFP interview response with sustainability, people would look at you funny. Nowadays, it's expected. You know, it's not so much a spec that's buried deep within a document. You know, now it's front page. Now everybody's talking about it. So it's certainly been a really great shift within the digital infrastructure market that it's not just us that is driving this forward. It's our general contractors, it's the subcontractors, it's the designers, it's the local municipalities we're working with. And then, you know, ultimately it's really in our industry, the end users, the hyperscalers, you know, our major clients that are driving these changes. But it's amazing the speed that everyone's been able to get on board and really buy into that. You know, this isn't a fad. This is the way of the future, and these are the way things that need to move.
Do you find that there's a crossover since you've been in the real estate industry where we're talking about data centers, but have you found interest from the contractors, municipalities, and others that you work with that maybe we can apply these principles to other design projects?
Yeah, you know, I specialize just in the data center space, but, you know, certainly, you know, AREP, our real estate portfolio as a whole has really shifted towards prioritizing sustainability. And yeah, I mean, certainly local municipalities, it's space planning has always been certainly, you know, something that's been a hot topic. But, you know, in terms of the entire sustainability picture of the project and the job site, they've done a great job with some of the local municipalities working with them to be able to, you know, advance our sustainability initiatives.
That's great. And now that we're well into a new year in 2023, where do you see trends going in terms of sustainability and data centers?
The one area I really think that needs improvement and will improve is the collaboration. You know, data centers as a whole, I don't want to call it a secretive industry, but you know, every organization, every design team really feels like they had, you know, the special sauce. They had the secret way of doing things, and it was better than everybody else. Where in reality, it was really a lot of separate organizations solving the same problem, you know, potentially in different ways, and some of them more efficiently in different ways. So I really see, and this is one thing that the iMasons Climate Accord is driving, is collaboration beyond, you know, between teams. So if I'm building a building, someone else is building a building down the street, someone else is building a building, maybe in a different market, but we've all are moving towards the same sustainability goals and, you know, facing the same sustainability challenges. So really coordinating our efforts and, you know, working together as an industry versus, you know, just separate organizations trying to solve problems is really going to help compound the efforts moving forward. It's really going to speed up our move to prioritize that in the market.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for joining me on Tech Strong TV. This is a fascinating topic, and it looks like we're going to be seeing more of these sustainable data centers in the future. I appreciate your time today.
Awesome. Thanks, Bonnie. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, stay with us. We have a lot more Tech Strong TV coming up.